You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
My name's Tony Tay. So I'm running the burglary takeaway. I run this business for 2 years already. And then I start my vegan burger 1 year, 1 year and 3 months ago.
How has the place changed over the past 2 years?
But the burglary is a long history. You know, it's set up in 1978. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a long history, this shop. So when I come in this shop and I realize there's so large demands of a vegetarian burger and a vegan burger. Because you know, I always talk to the customer. You know, when I get a customer, I always talk. Again, my purpose is I want to know what they need. So it means you know, the interruption. And then I know so many vegan in Auckland.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one year and 3 months ago, and I got an idea. Yeah, I got an idea that I want to make my own vegan burger to serve so many vegan customers. Yeah, and then I got an idea. So what do I do? I want to make a special burger. So just almost 1 year, 3 months ago, I decided. And this is a special burger. It's a unique burger. Nobody make it. When I start, it's not easy, you know. But it's not easy for the business. But the easiest thing is so many vegans to try to help me, you know, to try to help me. And then so I can feel that the vegans are very kind, you know. Yeah, very, very kind, so many people. And they try to help me. They give me idea how to make so like a kiwi burger or so Hawaii burger or something, you know. So I copy my meat burger. It's a Hawaii burger, soya patty burger, like a beef patty burger. I copy that one. But basically, it's use the soya patty. Like the meat burger is a beef patty. So I use some soya patty as the basic materials, the filling in the burger. So I made that one. And then at the beginning, business is not easy, but it's getting better, more people, you know. And then a couple months ago, notified, almost 1 year ago, yeah. Because, you know, I was not confident to make my vegan burger. But, you know, the people, the vegan, they try to help me. And they post my shop, my burger. When they have a meal, they took a photo, post on Facebook. And then even you know, the customer, the overseas, the customer from overseas, like UK, Canadian, Australia. So you know, 1 year ago, I got a customer from Australia. They Google, they came to my shop, they Google, they talk to me. They said very hard to find a vegan burger in Auckland, and they say they saw my shop on the Facebook, and they came to my shop. They try. They said I want to try. The Aussie, the customer. And they said, I just want to try, blah, blah, blah. And they said, they told me, they said, do you know one shop, the franchise in Australia? It's a lot of rice, the 1 year ago. They told me, this is the very, very famous, lot of rice. So, you know, the 1 year ago, I knew the shop already. The customer, they tried my burger. And because she was proud, they said, oh, very easy to find a vegan burger in Australia. And, you know, a lot of fries, very famous in Australia, tastes good something. And she said, I don't know so what your burgers taste like. I said, I don't know, I never tried a lot of fries. You can try it. And then so, next day, you come back, you let me know. You know the customer, they said, she came back to me the next day. I said, you let me know, I will let you know. If I don't come back, this means forget it. I'm not a fan. This is what she told me. So many customers say that to me. Because at the beginning, you know, I was not confident to make my vegan burger. And then next day, I said, whereabouts? Is there Melbourne or Sydney something? And she told me, she said, in Sydney, there are 170,000 vegan in Sydney. And I said, wow, so big is a corporation. 170,000. Is sure this is true? I don't know. And I asked some vegan in Auckland. They told me in Auckland maybe 4,000, 3,000, 3 or 4,000, or in New Zealand or Auckland. I don't know. Yeah. And then she told me that I recommend you go to shop to go to Australia to open a shop. And she told me that oh your burger is the price too low. You know, you should something like high up price up something. Mm. And then. If one day, if I can go to Australia. So, you know, later I want to open it. like doing the franchise or something. But my family, you know, my family. Yeah, my wife, you know, very good. The health. Yeah, she's not healthy, so I can't do anything now. So this is my story. And the reason why I made my special burger. Yeah. So at the beginning, so why I use something special to you make my burger? Because, you know, when I studied in the university in Shanghai, I spent my 4 years in Shanghai. So I visit around Shanghai, the small city, like Suzhou, Hangzhou, got a hip some temple over there. So I visit temple when I study in the university. I visit temple and I taste the Buddhist food, the vegan food. No meat at all. It's dairy free. No alcohol, no alcohol, no meat. So I tried that one in the temple. You know, the soya patty, chui, tofu. So I said, nobody do it. So I tried that one when I studied university. I used the one to make my burger.
Yeah, what made you want to buy the burger?
What made me want to change?
Yeah.
I want to change because I got the first job and then the other job made me sick. And I want to my involve in the hospitality, something like that. Yeah. But unfortunately my wife's not very well.
Does that make it hard?
No, very hard for me to run the business.
Yeah.
So sometimes I was thinking sometimes I give up. Maybe one day I give up. The family. I always are positive because sometimes you have to give up.
Do you think that day will come?
Maybe not. I'm not sure. Cause you know I still think about make the burger the franchise. I want to do it, yeah. But it depends. If the family allow me to do that, I will. But things to see my family situation. You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes we can't, it's very hard, you know, this I only have two hands. I don't have four hands. But my energy, you know, I get my own limits. I can't do the other things. Like I can't get the four hands to do the other thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you know, so I have to. I mean, my family situation make me look after my wife, look after the business, look after the kids, yeah. And then you know, organize everything. But I have to focus on my wife, on the family. This is a very important thing. So it means that you know, most of the time I spend most of the time with the family, my wife. I got the limits time in the shop. Yeah, you know? Yeah, if situation is good, I can spend more time focus on the business, you know, doing what I want to do. Expand the business. Maybe so one day if I get a hand some marketing, something, some people help me, my friend or my cousin, my friend that can help me, maybe one day, you know, doing the marketing or something like that.
Yeah, you say that money wasn't a big priority for you with the shop? With the burgers? What's your sort of goal from the shop?
No idea now. Honestly, no idea now. I told you my family is the Asian, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No idea. Before, I want to, you know, make a franchise or something.
Yeah,
so one year ago, I got a goal, like, make Subway, right? Like a Subway, Burger King. Yeah, and I just want to talk some people doing the marketing something, you know, but not now. Things change. Yeah, I have no idea now. You know.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.